are listening to WXRW LP Milwaukee 104.1 FM and RiverWestRadio.com globally. I'm your host, NTSC, and welcome to The Anti, a weekly primer on freedom. The Anti is anti-authoritarian, anti-capitalist, anti-hierarchy, anti-sexist, anti-racist, anti-fascist, and more. If we're against so much, what do we stand for? Now, the ideals of freedom. In this series, we explore what a free society might actually look like, while recognizing that none of us today are truly free. And I guess more often than not, we kind of do some recognizing than we do theorizing. Having said all that, even though the device you're listening to wasn't free, the radio waves are. But WXRW costs money to operate. To that end, please visit the station. Come down to 824 East Center Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and buy a hat. Buy a mug, buy a t-shirt, wear your hat and your t-shirt proudly, and talk to people about WXRW. All proceeds from every sale will go directly to supporting the station. Or, better yet, if you appreciate what WXRW does by lifting marginalized voices and kind of building community for River West and Milwaukee as a whole, reach out and become an official underwriter. We really need the help, and every little bit helps a lot. And you can tune into River West Radio on your smart speaker. Tell your listening device to play WXRW River West Radio. We're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you tuned into last week's episode, you recall that I admitted that I've been wanting to do an episode on UBI, or Universal Basic Income, for a while now. And if you can remember back far enough through the mists of time to 2015 or so, you know, before the last presidential election, universal basic income was a hot topic of conversation on a few lips. There were a few well-meaning neoliberal elites giving well-reasoned, you know, TED Talks about the potentials of UBI. And I admitted last week, now it just all seems so impossible. So I still do really want to talk about universal basic income, but man, the world just keeps throwing curveballs my way. I keep having to react to current events, which I really don't like doing. I don't like being reactionary because it's so expected. You know, it's cliched. Everybody has an opinion, obviously. You know, I mean, I'm such a big fan of my own opinion that I have a radio show about it. So I get it. You know, the story of our history as it is playing out in front of our eyes, you know, like a cavalcade of horrors, is such that we all want to chime in and make our opinions known. We want to vent, at least. Helps us feel a little better. But I don't like doing that when it comes to the 24-hour news cycle, mainly because it's just boring at that point. You know, everyone's talking about the same thing, and a lot of the opinions are all the same anyway. I'm getting off on a tangent. I have to talk about some of the current events, if for no other reason than to attempt some form of radicalization, if even for one other person, potentially. If you're out there and you are capable of being radicalized, I have to try. So I'll back up a little bit. I had the pleasure to hear Roxane Gay speak at UWM the other day. If you're unfamiliar with Roxane Gay, she's best known as an author and kind of a Twitter warrior. She's published anthologies and essays, and her primary topics are activism, which I can really get behind. She's an advocate for women, especially women of color and women of size. And the talk was really good. She read an excerpt from her latest book, Hunger, and then took questions. And the Q&A segment was all, you know, pretty typical stuff. People had an opportunity to connect with an author who obviously spoke to them on a very personal level. And as against hero worship as I am, I really do think it's crucial to see yourself represented in a way that is positive and powerful. And Roxane Gay is certainly someone who is representing a very disenfranchised population in a powerful way. So one of her answers to a specific question during the Q&A stuck out to me. I attended the talk with my wife, and I'm sure that she could hear me just sigh when Roxane Gay answered that particular question. The question was something along the lines of, a lot of my generation, and the young woman asking the question was a millennial who appeared to attend UWM from the looks of it. So this young woman asks, a lot of my generation are feeling disillusioned with the election process and are not planning on participating in the upcoming elections on November the 6th. What would you say to the millions of young people across the country who are feeling disillusioned with electoral politics? So of course this question perks up my ears, because it seems like all I do nowadays is rail against representative democracy. So Roxane Gay replies thusly, and I saw it coming from a mile away, and it makes sense from her perspective. And she said that it's all well and good for privileged young people to be, disillusioned, and that they have the luxury of disillusionment. But she said people are dying because of the policies of this administration, and they're being erased, and their bodies are being legislated against, and et cetera, et cetera. And of course, she's very right. Of course, she's right. At least she's right that the current administration is the closest thing to a fascism we've seen in a little while here in the States. So her point, of course, was it must be nice to have the luxury to not vote, but all the disillusioned kids need to wake up, recognize their privilege and vote Democrat on the 6th. That's basically what she said, and I'm paraphrasing. And she basically got a standing ovation for that answer, and I just felt so sad. Because the way I see it is the people most at risk, the people most in danger, trans people, women of color, queer people, non-binary people, poor people, are the ones who should be leading the charge against the system of power and hierarchy. They should have been the very first people to look at this system and to recognize that it is against them in a directly violent way. And they should have been the first people to decide that they would be the spearhead to lead the charge against that system. And it's been said by smarter people, better than I can say it, but elections rob social movements of any effectiveness by focusing on a candidate instead of a cause. Yard signs with names on them won't stop the climate change that is killing our one and only home. Taking a box with a name on it won't guarantee the safety of you or your family or your children, because it can't. And to believe that it can is to be dangerously naive. Queer women of color, like Roxane Gay, should be the first to gather together and tear down the structures of power that do nothing but endanger them, threaten them, and kill them, literally. The ice caps aren't going to wait for the next election cycle, or the one after that, for people to vote in the right person, or for the right person to run for office, especially considering that the quote-unquote right, people are unequivocally not running for office. What do I mean by right people? Well, last week I kind of asked, Democrats who they wanted to choose to rule them. Who do you want calling the shots for you? It doesn't even matter, really, because the scope of the world politics is beyond your reach. And of course, I've provided evidence that American politics is out of your reach. And I'll say it again. I'll say it in every single show. The math is this: the desires, wishes, and opinions of 90% of the American population has a statistically irrelevant, approaching 0% actual impact on policy. while the desires, opinions, and wishes of the billionaires are represented approaching 80% of the time. But enough about America. All of this brings me kind of, you know, twistedly, windingly to Brazil. And the main reason I can't talk about universal basic income today. So, the Brazilian elections just happened, and hopefully you know by now that the Brazilian people elected a dangerous fascist into their highest office. Their new president has gone on record very publicly as being pro-rape, pro-torture, pro-murder by the state and police, anti-environment, anti-LGBT, pro-child abuse. The list goes on and on. You know, he's a literal fascist. Monster. And now he's president of the fifth most populous and also the fifth largest country in the whole world. Okay. So he's a nightmare for human rights. That's just not up for the for debate. The poor people of Brazil who are at risk, the poor minorities, LGBT individuals, they're all in for a very rough time. For example, as of 2 days ago, there have already been reports of Brazilian police raiding universities, rounding up professors for interrogations, removing anti-fascist posters and flyers, and also raiding libraries and confiscating any literature that is anti-fascist. That should be alarming to anyone who doesn't like fascism, which should be everyone. But I digress. So he's a human rights nightmare. And Brazil faces up to 8 years of extremely brutal state violence ahead of them. And I don't want to gloss over that. But there's a danger that he poses not only to his own people, but to the entire planet. So I harp on climate change a lot because it is literally the most pressing issue of our lifetimes. Of the most recent era, really, it is the most pressing issue. Anthropogenic climate change, or the climate change that we humans have directly caused, is irreversibly altering the face of the planet and will potentially kill all life on Earth. That's not hyperbole, and I really, really wish it was. This is the issue. And I hate downplaying all the struggles taking place right now in this modern era, the myriad fights that need fighting. But climate change is the issue. It should be the most pressing threat that all of humanity joins together to face. But it isn't, because if it was, then trillions of dollars could be lost by a collection of 100 companies that control the world. And I know, I'm self-aware enough to know that that may sound like a crazy conspiracy theory, right? I can hear myself. I'm fully aware that that sounds like a crazy conspiracy theory. But it is just fact. Widely available fact. The Carbon Majors Report, released by the Carbon Majors Database and the Climate Accountability Institute back in 2017, looked at industrial carbon dioxide and methane emissions deriving from fossil fuel producers in the past, present, and future. So in 1988, human-induced climate change was officially recognized through the establishment of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And using all available global greenhouse gas emission data since that time period, the study concluded irrefutably that 100 companies are directly responsible for more than 70% of all greenhouse gas emissions. And what's more, those companies are heavily invested in lobbying to a degree that they essentially run their governments. A few episodes ago, we learned that large corporations literally get to write legislation on their own. That your elected representatives do not write legislation. They don't write laws. Those 100 companies do. Those 100 companies are directly represented in the laws that get passed globally. So, back to why the new Brazilian fascist president is really bad news for not just the at-risk populations of Brazil itself, but also for the whole planet. The Brazilian rainforest is one of the most important safeguards against just rampant runaway climate change. And it is already incredibly threatened. And it has, you know, been so for decades. I don't know how old you are, listener, but do you remember the Save the Rainforest campaign from like, it was like the 80s or the 90s. You know, we wanted to, you know, essentially to save a bunch of orangutans because they were cute and they looked sad. Well, that campaign failed miserably because it turns out logging interests have more money and power than you do. Well, who knew it? So currently, the rainforest stores about 50% of all of the carbon emissions worldwide. And a study funded by Scientific American found that the current levels of deforestation in the rainforest adds more carbon dioxide to the atmosphere than, quote, the total of all the cars and trucks on the world's roads. So, with current environmental protections being where they are, logging in the Brazilian rainforest adds more carbon to the atmosphere than every vehicle in every country across the whole world. Can you fathom that? It's difficult to, because the numbers are staggering and they're so big, we cannot conceive them. We can't picture them. Globally, 2.4 million pounds of CO2 are emitted every single second of every minute of every day. That equates to 65,317 metric tons of carbon dioxide every minute. Right? Of every hour of every day all year long. And that's been going on for decades. And, you know, tell me again how voting is going to stop that. But anyway, I digress. So, trying to get back on point. Logging in the rainforest with current political environmental protections is adding more carbon to the atmosphere than every vehicle in the whole world combined. So the new fascist president of Brazil has gone on record very, very publicly that he intends to privatize the rainforest and sell it off to the highest bidder. He has promised to dismantle all remaining protections environmentally, and he has stated very clearly that he believes climate change to be a hoax and a communist lie. And I hope that you can see the connection now between you and Brazil. You know, it's worth stating here, if you're feeling at all insulated or protected from this man's opinions, you know, it's worth stating that the Brazilian rainforest has a direct impact that is measurable scientifically and meteorologically on all weather patterns in the United States. The Brazilian rainforest impacts our weather in every state across the country. It is very impactful, and it's that important. So a report released in January of 2017 by NASA found that at current rates, the logging industry will erase the South American rainforest completely by around 2100, right? Less than 100 years from now. The whole Amazon gone by 2100. There's no way to overstate how devastating that is to the planet as a whole. And then remember, that's at current rate of deforestation with current environmental protections from 2017. The whole rainforest will be gone by 2100. So the new fascist president of Brazil has promised to privatize and sell the rainforest directly to logging interests. Do you think that will slow deforestation? Or do you think realistically it will increase the rate of deforestation? You know, that's not even necessarily a rhetorical question, is it? You know what's going to happen. Okay. So how am I going to bring this all back to voting? Because that's what I always do these days. What does this have to do with Roxane Gay? You know, and the disillusionment of the millennials. I see it like this. Scolding millennials for feeling disillusioned and then just telling them to suck it up and vote will guarantee the further destruction of the planet. Whether or not you believe in representative government as a way to solve your problems and the problems of the world. And trust me, climate change is your problem. It will affect you directly in your lifetime, if it hasn't already. But okay, whether or not you still think the representative government will solve your problems, we can no longer afford to stick to the schedule. I kind of said this earlier. We can't afford to wait for every 2 years or every 4 years or every 8 years or whatever this ridiculous, you know, schedule is. Because like I said last week, the rat is eating your baby's face right now. Every second of every minute. Whether you like it or not, millions of pounds of CO2 gases are collecting. You know, and that's whether you're driving your car or not. That's whether you're using a straw in your latte or not. You know, it's whether you're playing a video game or not. That's happening without your input. Millions of pounds of CO2 gases are just pouring into the atmosphere, and businesses are profiting directly from it. And it's not slowing down. It's increasing. And waiting patiently for hopefully a nice person, you know, to run for comptroller, so maybe they can win and keep being nice and run for mayor. So maybe they can win and keep being nice and run for governor or senator and keep being nice and win so they can maybe run for president. So hopefully they might win and maybe they'll keep being nice. That's going to get us all killed. Waiting is going to kill us all. The timeline isn't going to wait for us. You know, the time to act on these issues was 80 years ago or more. But we just kept doing the same thing and expecting different results. You know, we sucked it up. We diligently did our civic duty. And we cast our one useless vote. And we just wasted decades more time while private industry continued to reap obscene profits to the fatal detriment of our environment. And we have capitulated the entire time. You are complicit in the violence and the destruction. And that's not a hyperbole. But you can stop it. I keep saying it. We don't need more politicians. We don't need more quote-unquote good people to run for public office. We need to stop putting our fates, our collective shared fate, in the hands of other people. And we need to join together. And we need to take our power back from them. It's past time. Your life is on the line, right along with mine and right along with everyone else's. And right along with everything else's. I don't know if you care about anything that isn't you. You probably do, though, because we're sociable. And I don't know if you care about the rainforest or anything that lives there. I don't know if you care about the ice caps. I don't know if you believe in environmental climate change. You know, I don't know if you believe in anthropogenic climate change. But it's past time, because it doesn't care if you believe in it or not. The truth of the matter is that your life is on the line next to mine. We're in this together, no matter how divided the power structure wants us to be. And if we don't take this last opportunity to organize and tear down the structures of power, money, white supremacy, patriarchy, and hierarchy, we will all be at fault for the death of the world, this only world that we have and share. Thank you so much for tuning into The Anti here on WXRW River West Radio. I've been your host, NTSC, and I'll be back again next week to discuss further topics as they relate to freedom and our truly awesome shared potential. Past episodes can be found at creamcitymedia.com/anti, and more information about the show can be found on riverwestradio.com. So, using the last few minutes I have in this week's episode, let's talk a little bit more about WXRW River West Radio. If you're in River West, if you're in Milwaukee, if you're in southeastern Wisconsin, if you're in Wisconsin in general, WXRW is a really neat thing. Even if you personally don't have the opportunity to put content on the air through WXRW, the mission statement of this nonprofit is to lift marginalized voices. And in this day and age where, you know, communities are even further at risk, communities of color, poor communities, LGBT communities are, you know, hastily being erased and disenfranchised left and right. Anything that brings communities together and vocally lifts marginalized voices, any institution that does that is a good thing. And WXRW does that. WXRW brings the community of River West and Milwaukee and southeastern Wisconsin as much as it can together. And its reach isn't huge over the airwaves, but its reach is huge online on riverwestradio.com. And I believe in it firmly, you know, or else I wouldn't be doing whatever small amount of work I can do to try and boost the signal. So, if you like any of the programming on WXRW, or if you believe in boosting the voices of marginalized communities, or if you believe in any of the things that I've been talking about on this show over the last, you know, 23 or so episodes, think about becoming an underwriter. Think about coming in to the studio at 824 East Center Street and buy something, or just donate. Every little bit helps, and I think you'll be doing something good, you know, on whatever small level we can, because the amount of influence that we have globally, you know, as a single person is honestly not huge. So the sphere of influence that we have isn't great, but I feel like we have the power to organize and make real change and to make a real positive difference in our small sphere of influence. And I recommend you do so. And I recommend that you support WXRW. Because personally, I think it's very worth it. I look forward to seeing you all next week.